What's up, basketball trainers? It's Thinking Tuesday slash Training Tuesday, and you know, having to remind myself and hopefully remind you that thinking is actually productive, right? I think it's, for me, I'm used to always having to be active and have some kind of activity and kind of confuse the busyness and activity with productivity, and hoping to change that. So thinking, praying, studying, learning, like that stuff is actually high level activities. And also, whenever it's time to actually do some kind of activity, the thought is to nourish two birds in one nest by doing that activity, but also using Loom, love that software, using it to record a video and ask a teammate to write out an SOP for me so that I can actually, you know, get some stuff done and hand it off, so the manual's already written and I just have to do it one time and it aligns and complements what I'm already going to be doing anyway. So one more thing to get off the plate. And been thinking about learning decades of wisdom. Our little motto here for Hoops University is teaching athletes decades of wisdom in each training session. Shout out to Tony Robbins for that. He didn't talk about training sessions, but he talked about decade in the day. So we definitely use that same little axiom. And, you know, we get decades of that wisdom talking to mentors or people who are in different niches of the sports instruction space, which I'll have a conversation set up today with somebody in the baseball field who was doing really, really well, like killing it, and just getting my questions ready to talk to him, because that's the thinking, second portion of the thinking part of the training sessions, of the Thinking Tuesday, Training Tuesday. And last but not least, learning about scalable math, like the math of trying to actually get to a certain level. So the basics of it is inflow divided by outflow equals the cap, right? So if you do 10 divided by 0.1, meaning, you know, outflow meaning the churn, you have one person leaving every month and 10 people coming in. If you multiply that out, if you divide that out, you get 100. So that means, like, hey, when you get to 100, that's what your scalability looks like. And it's rough math. It's not always exact. There are different factors like referrals and other things. But listening to Alex Hormozy, and got that from him, and really trying to apply that to Hoops University and definitely Hoops Institute too soon. But, you know, having 10 people in, having that one person churn, I think it's a good number. But as you start doing the math, you start realizing, like, oh man, so I get 10 people in, one person out, that's cool. So now I have 9. Then you go to 18 because you get 10 more people. Oh, sorry, you go to 19. And when you get those 19 people, you get one person out, that's 18. Now you go from 28, and then you have one person come out, like the 1%. So really, it's not always one person. So let me backtrack. It's 1%. So it's not one person. 1% of 10 is 9. So then you go 1% of 18 is, you can either say 1 or 2, because you can't really have like an eighth of a person. So let's say it's 2. So now you've got 16. And then when you go to 26, you got 2 or 3, depending on if you go to the lower part or the higher part. But basically, the higher number you have, the more impact that churn has. So really trying to figure out how to get those numbers together. And for us, just full disclosure, man, we had churn of about 8% in 1 month, but on September 9th. So started to calculate that to see, what is that week that parents start to say, hey, we're back in school, we're full circle, they're about to start basketball training, basketball workouts at the school, we need to cancel. So trying to plan all the way before September right now, honestly, because I'm very confident that things are going to pick up a lot. But just trying to plan for those slower months to do much better and have a game plan for that. So just thinking and putting out some action plans to get to accomplish these goals that happen that we don't really talk about very often. And I'm happy to share with you guys, and hopefully we can have more conversations like this. Thanks for listening to it, and hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.